Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Heavy Ham. You're listening to another episode of the Hamcast. I know it's been a while since I've been on here. I just wanted to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in and for listening to all the old episodes. I know I don't put them out as often as I used to. I've been dealing with a whole lot in my real life that it's just been kind of, you know, keeping things on the chaotic side. Let's put it that way. Without further ado, without boring you with all that, let's get right into it. Huh? I got a interesting episode for you. We're going to read a story. It comes from Reddit. I love reading these Reddit stories. This one, I just kind of skimmed over it. It seems like it's going to be pretty fun. And it comes to us from the Stay Awake Reddit. It's called It Watches from the Woods. It is posted by We Are Legion 13. And it's posted 12 hours ago. Only has 2 upvotes, but I'm going to add one more to that. There's another upvote for you. So now it has 3 upvotes. This is a pretty long one, so bear with me. Grab your popcorn, grab a drink, and get ready because the crows are settling in. All right, let's get into it. I hope you're getting this. I'm not sure if I'll get another chance to get this out. There's a story I need to share of a creature that lurks just beyond the edge of sanity. I know it may sound like the ramblings of a madman, but I assure you, every word of it is true. It all began one cold night, much like any other. I just bought a little cabin on the outskirts of town. I got it for a still, since no one had wanted it for over a decade. It needed repairs, but nothing a few weeks of hard work couldn't fix. The cabin was nestled amid a dense thicket of trees, shrouded in darkness, even during the day. Despite the isolation, I found solace in the quiet serenity of the woods. They reminded me of better times when I used to go camping with my dad. We would rent a cabin on the weekends to get away from the rest of the world. He and I would go fishing and tell stories by the campfire. I suppose it's why I felt so drawn to this place. The woods remind me of him. I remember his last few days. He looked so weak and tired. Dad had almost lost a third of his body weight and his right foot to infection. Small red spots covered his skin. He couldn't even leave his bed toward the end of it because it hurt too much for him to move. He said it felt like his bones were snapping under the weight. When he passed away, it was honestly a mercy. The man who used to once tower above carrying me on his shoulders was in so much pain, he looked so small lying there in that hospital bed. I miss him dearly. Not a day goes by that I don't think of him. It hurts a little less every day. I still want to feel close to him, like he's still there with me. Suppose that's one of the reasons why I bought this place. That, and the work keeps my mind off. If I ever feel like I'm missing him, I can always come here. At first, everything seemed normal. The days passed in a blur of fixing holes in the roof and parts of the wall that looked like they were about to fall over. And I soon fell into a comfortable routine. After the first 2 weeks, it started to look as good as new. One day, I was putting new tiles on the roof. Something just on the edge of my sight caught my attention. It looked like something was moving at the tree line. I stood up to get a better look, but by the time I could get a good view, it was gone. I climbed down the ladder, grabbed my shotgun, just to be safe. I knew that there were bears out around this time, looking for food. Searching around the edge of the tree line to see if there were any tracks. To my surprise, there were, but not like any I'd ever seen before. They looked almost like a man's, but they were far too big. Whatever left them had been heavy, too, to leave such a deep imprint. I walked back to the cabin, keeping my eyes open to make sure whatever left those prints wasn't following me. I decided it was enough work for the day. A few days after that strange incident, things started happening in inconsequential occurrences. A misplaced key, but eventually things started to escalate into something far more sinister. Late at night, I would wake up to sounds like whispers echoing through the halls. I would get up to check, only to find nobody's there. I had locked the doors and the windows. I thought it may have been a draft going through the old cabin. I tried to brush it off as my imagination ran running wild, but the whispers kept growing louder, more insistent, until they seemed to be coming from everywhere. I would lie awake for hours, unable to shake the feeling that something was watching me. And then came the dreams. I was plagued by visions of twisted, nightmarish landscapes populated by grotesque creatures every night. I would wake up drenched in sweat. Deep down, I knew it had been something more. I started to question my own sanity. I was probably just stressed a lot. A lot had happened to me in the past 2 years. Fixing up this old cabin, there must be mold or something in the walls, and I've simply been too preoccupied to notice. I mean, this was just all to distract myself, after all. But that was before the scratching. It started out so light, it was almost unnoticeable, like a branch or some twig brushing against the cabin. The first couple of nights, I ignored it, until one night, when I went to grab some wood, I saw that there were tiny scratch marks by the window. I moved closer to examine them. I could tell that they were from an animal with large claws, just by looking at them. Now, animals were trying to get into my cabin. That was it. I had enough. I couldn't take any more nightmares, no more sleepless nights. I was getting out of this forest, far away from it. But it was already getting dark, as much as I didn't want to spend another moment up there. I couldn't take my chances on the dark mountain roads with nearly no reception. The cabin was miles away from civilization. Knowing I was stuck here, I decided I would leave first thing in the morning. So that night, I locked the windows, and just in case, I barricaded the doors. I wasn't taking any more chances. I had my shotgun beside my bed. A few hours passed, but the sound of scratching at the front door woke me up. It was light at first, but it grew louder and louder. I held my gun to my chest. Thoughts of whatever was scratching at the door flooded my mind. The noises moved from the door around the cabin, like it was looking for a way inside. After about an hour, the scratching stopped. I thought it might have left, but I was too afraid to go check. That's when something even worse started. A familiar voice. Deep horror began to fill me. Something I thought I would never hear again. Charlie, it's cold out here. Let me in. It's my dad's voice. I knew it couldn't be. He was dead. It wasn't really him. No matter how much I wanted it to be. I was there. He passed away. Saw the life drain out of his eyes as he took his last breath. This thing was impersonating him, trying to get me to let him inside. Hours passed. Hours passed that way. I was emotionally and physically exhausted. It wasn't till the sunrise the voices stopped. I slowly approached the window to see if there were any signs of the creature. All I saw were footprints circling the cabin. I knew it was now or never. I approached the door with my shotgun in hand. I slowly moved the table from the front door. As I slowly opened it, I was half expecting to see the monster standing there, waiting for me to make a break for it. But there was nothing there. I wasn't going to waste this opportunity. I ran to my truck, hopped into the driver's seat, and started the engine, and tried to drive off, but something was wrong. I looked in my rearview mirror to realize, in my haste, I hadn't realized that the tires had been slashed. A feeling of dread washed over me, as I realized there was no way I was getting out of here. I couldn't drive back to town with no tires. I got out my phone to see if I had any reception, only one bar. I tried to call for help, but the line was dead. I was stranded. Now I understood why it didn't break down the door and drag me out. It didn't have to. It knew I wasn't going anywhere, and it knew that it could take its time until I wanted to let it in the cabin. I can't call for help, so that's why I'm writing this now. If my calls don't get through, maybe this will. If it does, if you're reading this, don't bother sending help. It's already too late for me. I can hear it at the door. The game is over. Now it wants its prize. I'm waiting, just in front of the door, my gun ready. I'm not going down without a fight. Not that I'll think it'd do it much good. I just think what I'm trying to say is, if you see a small cabin for sale, do yourself a favor. Don't buy it, because you never know what might be lurking out in the woods. Well, that certainly was a creepy story. What do you think? Would you buy the cabin, abandoned in the woods, fix it up, stay there, secluded from everybody? I would. To me, that's heaven. And I want to point something out. I am a firm believer in skinwalkers and Bigfoot, creatures of that sort. But still being out there amongst all the unknowns and the animals that we do know of still seems far better than being surrounded in the city with humans. What is your opinion? What draws you? What is your heaven? What is your paradise? Is it being in a cabin secluded from everybody, surrounded by nature and the unknown? Or is it being in a metropolis where you have a 7-Eleven and a Starbucks on every corner? Maybe it's an island paradise where you have the ocean at your feet and the sand on your bottom. I'd really like to know. So drop it in the comments. Don't forget to like and share. And please, don't forget, the creatures are always lurking around the corners and in the shadows. I love you guys. Take care.